Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a time for us to sit down, have a cup of coffee, look at the Sunday paper, and let's get some ideas of what we should be doing in your garden and around the yard at this time of the year. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. It's a quiet morning. Now's your chance to call, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Debbie from Massachusetts, who has a question about Acetum Windsor.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I've been cutting back my perennials and stuff, and I have some of those sedums, like the green one and the green and white variegated ones that grow about a foot or more tall. And
yes.
This year I added to my collection, I bought a couple of maroon ones, that Lydia Windsor. They have a fatter,
yes,
more bulbous bulb. I was wondering if I should cut those down to the ground like the other ones.
Yep, you want to cut everything right flush to the ground. Yesterday, I'm trying to get my yard, like you, finished. And I probably have another half a day today. And I'll tell you, while the weather is good, get out there and get it done. Take all of those seeds and cut them right flush to the ground. And what you may end up seeing, Debbie, is when you do cut them flush to the ground, you're probably going to see the buds at the soil line getting ready for next spring. I was noticing on mine yesterday, I have the Indian Chief, which is green with the beautiful pinky flower heads. I cut those back. I had some variegated and some of the purple, like you. And most of them had visible buds on the soil line. So cut them flush. Rose mallow, cut them right flush to the ground. Clean the garden. If you can clean the garden now, it makes a big difference. So cut all of your foliage right down to the ground. Rake it. Get rid of the old foliage that's there. That way, if you had any diseases, or you had some aphids or whitefly, those insects have laid eggs on the plant for next year. All of the fungus have made spores on that foliage for next season. By you cutting it, cleaning the garden, you are preventing, or at least cutting back, the problems that you could have next season. Fall cleaning is wonderful. So cut everything flush. Rake it out. Clean the garden. If you want to put some manure on the garden, if you have some, sprinkle the manure on it and say good night. And that way when spring arrives, you'll be ready to go. But start cleaning the garden. Get it done while the weather is in your favor. I spent all day yesterday in my house in Kennebunk, Maine. We were 62 degrees. What better of a temperature can you get than that? So today, most of New England is going to be in the low to mid-50s. Get outside. Get it done. It's going to change. And if you can clean it now, it will make things a lot better for you when spring arrives. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Sally from Ellsworth, Maine, who has a question about a turtlehead shrub.
Sally, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
How can we help you this morning, Sally?
This fall, I purchased 3 turtlehead shrubs. They're about 3 to 4 feet tall, and the flowers on them have all died and turned brown, and, of course, the leaves are still green. And I'd like to know if I need to wrap burlap around them to protect them this winter, or what I need to do.
Okay. Now, are these the perennial, or is it a shrub?
It's a shrub.
Okay, because I can't think of what the plant would be called a turtle head. Was there any other name that they gave you besides turtle head?
The name, I'll spell it, C-H-E-L-O-N-E-L-Y-O-N-I-I.
Okay. What I want you to do is cut off all of the faded flowers.
Yes.
And then if it's in an exposed area, when the leaves come off, then I want you to spray it with wilt proof or wilt stop. It's an anti-desiccant, and that's something that you should be doing in the next 2 or 3 weeks while the weather is still nice. So by Thanksgiving, and if the foliage by Thanksgiving has not come off, spray it anyways. The other thing I'd like you to do is, I don't think I would go to the extreme of putting burlap around it. I think if you do the bulletproof, and then you put a minimum of 3 inches of bark mulch around the plant, that will help to insulate the ground so that when it does freeze, it will stay frozen. What you don't want to have happen is the ground freezes at night. The sun comes up, it hits the ground, it warms up the ground, and then it thaws. If you put down 2 or 3 inches of bark mulch or compost, or even shredded leaves and pine needles, that will thaw, but the ground will stay frozen. And by doing that, that really helps the plant a great deal. So remove the flowers, wait till Thanksgiving, it's only a couple weeks away, then apply the wilt proof or wilt stop, put some insulation around the plant, and wait until spring. I don't think that you will, if it's in a really exposed area with a lot of sun all day and a lot of wind on a regular basis, then I would put the burlap. But I wouldn't do the burlap yet. Drive the tomato stakes around the plant, because once the ground freezes, you will not be able to. So put the stakes in the ground now. After Thanksgiving, then you can put the burlap around it, and you can stuff the cylinder that you have made with pine needles for extra protection. But get the stakes in now. After Thanksgiving, by then, see, if you fill a cylinder full of straw or pine needles right now, mice, mold, chipmunks may decide that, whoa, Sally has made a condo for me, and you couldn't move in. If you put the stakes in, don't put any burlap, don't put any winter protection in it, by Thanksgiving, they have definitely found a place to live. Then you can put your burlap around it, stuff it with the pine needles, and you're ready to go. But don't do it too early. If it was just bark mulch, you can do it right now. But if you're going to use straw or something that's soft, then I would wait until after the Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you, Sally. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
This is Richard from New Hampshire, who has a question about manure.
Richard, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day. I was wondering about different types of manure for the garden. We have my daughter has a rabbit, and we have a lot of manure from it, and I was wondering if that's good for gardens or if there's another type of manure that would be better.
Okay. The best manure for the garden is chicken. The second best is cow. The third is horse. And rabbit manure can be very, very good. There's no sense just throwing it away. The rabbit manure is a lot of organic matter. So take it all, blend it in with your garden. It will help to retain moisture. It will create an environment that will increase the microbes and the bacteria in the soil to live in, and it will break up clay. It will help sandy soils to retain more water. So any kind of manure is good. In your case, you can put it right in the garden anytime. Other animals have to wait a year so that any of the urine or the seeds break down.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com
or call 907-229-5460. 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season as we move inside. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Shirley from Maine, who has a question about azaleas.
Shirley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Let me get you off speakerphone. I have a question about azaleas. We have about 20 or 25 of them around our yard. And the last couple of years, we've been getting these growths on them that are kind of like a waxy, about the size of a walnut. And it's kind of lumpy.
Does it develop on the leaf?
No. It's on the branches.
It's on the branches. Is it, when you squeeze it, does it, is it kind of a whitish color and has the texture of like a mushroom?
No. It's firmer.
It's firmer than that. Okay.
Yeah. It's waxy and fairly firm. And it's got a lot of lumps on it.
Okay. And it's more visible, let's say, during May and early June, and then it turns brown and tends to...
No, it doesn't turn brown. It stays that same waxy, whitish-grayish color.
Okay. And then what you will have to do, the most common is what I was thinking it may be, which... attacks the foliage if we have a wet spring and the leaf begins to swell and it looks like a mushroom, turns almost like a white color, very soft in texture. And that's something that's seasonally caused and fairly common. You may have a gall. And what I would do is, if it's only one here and there, your best bet, get some pruners, remove the branch that it's on. Not the whole branch, but go about an inch or two below where this growth is with your pruners and remove it from the plant. The reason is, when spring arrives, that growth will begin to ripen. Once it ripens, it will send into the air spores that will spread and make this gall more numerous on the plant. Now, there's also a gall that is not a fungus. It is an insect. And what will happen when the weather conditions get right in the spring, the insects will eat their way, the eggs will hatch, they'll eat their way out of the swollen, hard growth on the plant, and eventually turn to a moth. The moth, or small insect, flying insect, will fly around the plant, inject into the stems eggs for the following year, making more growth more numerous on the plant. So what I would do now is, most of your azaleas have lost 50% of the foliage. It's easier for you to see these growths now than it will be when it's in leaf. I would get a pair of hand pruners and remove them and destroy them. Put them in with the trash, maybe make a little fire and burn them, but get them out of your garden. And then in the spring, when you start to notice that the new growth is developing on the plant after it flowers, then I would spray the plant with an all-season oil, an oil that would smother and kill any insects that would be on it. So as soon as the flowers begin to turn kind of a brown color, then the new growth will start. When the new growth is about halfway formed, use the all-season oil or horticultural oil, and then 2 weeks later, a second application. But the main thing right now is to get those growths off of your plant so they do not have a chance to either send out insects or spores to infect the plant even worse the following year. Clean the plant, you'll be in much, much better shape. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Call right now.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No vase, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and we're all going to work together to give you a great gardening season. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Mary from Maine, who has a question about Poppy Malu.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a Poppy Mallow, and it's a runner, and it has purple flowers. And recently, it had a strawberry, some strawberries. I wonder if they're edible.
I don't think that they're edible for you. I mean, it's edible for wildlife.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure if you would be able to eat or not. It is a seed head that has produced a fruit, and you know I would have to do some research to find out if it is edible for you. But I know that the birds will eat it. Chipmunks, a good example of a plant that has a lot of fruit like that is one of my favorite trees called the Coosa dogwood, and it produces a strawberry shaped fruit. But it's about 50% seeds, so for you to eat it, it would be very difficult and very chewy. So I would say, to be practical, no. Leave it there if you want to feed the wildlife in your yard. But until I've done some research, and I'll look for you. What you could do, Shirley, is send me an email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. Roadrunner is all one word. And send me the email, and then I'll see if I can find some information to see if it is edible for you to eat this particular fruit that has developed on your wild mallow. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Kathy from Massachusetts, who has a question about raspberries.
Good morning, Kathy. How can we help you with some raspberries today?
I'm well. How are you, Paul?
Good.
I was wondering, when would I cut these back?
On your raspberries, any branches, or the raspberry branches are called canes. C-A-N-E-S, canes. Any of those canes that produced a fruit should be removed in the fall. Raspberry canes only produce fruit once. So what will happen, if you leave them there, next spring, summer, those branches will produce foliage and no fruit. So you'll have a garden full of a lot of branches, very little fruit. So in the fall, you can see the remains of where you picked the raspberries on the plant. Any branches or canes that have the remains of the berries or fruit, cut them flush of the ground and get rid of them. That will make room for your root system next year to produce brand new shoots that will be productive. So anytime, right now is a good time as any, but anything that produces fruit on your raspberries will not refruit the following year. So get them out for the best results. Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Margaret from Massachusetts, who has a question about the Montauk daisy.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a tall Montauk daisy. It's over a yard tall. It's a very large plant. And now it's all collapsed, and I'm wondering when to cut it back and how much.
Okay. I love the Montauk daisies like you, and they get really, really tall. So what I'd like you to do is this. Go out there today. Cut the plant down to 12 inches. Just cut it right down to 12 inches tall. And you're going to look that those branches that remain, that 12 inches, is full of little buds for next year. And they're going to be very, very noticeable. So cut it right down to a foot. Throw everything into your compost pile. In late April, cut the plant down to about 6 inches. The plant will double in size, but will stay shorter. And then what I do, the 4th of July weekend, I cut that plant in half again. So right now, it's 3 feet. Cut it to 12 inches. Early April, cut it to 6. By the time you get into July, that Montauk daisy will be about, almost 2 feet tall. You're going to cut it back to a foot. And by the time it flowers in late September, early October, it will be up to 2 feet, but much wider. and less leggy. It's not going to flop over. It's going to stay upright on nice, stiff stems loaded with flowers. Okay? Don't be scared to prune, because if you don't, what will happen, if you don't cut it back now, next year, these 3-foot-tall stems could be up to 4 feet or more, and they're gonna fall over, and the plant will look untidy. It will not look pretty at all. So, in the fall, cut it down to 1 foot, April, 6 inches, then in early July, cut it back to about 18 inches, and they will mature at about 2 to 2.5 feet, but thick and full and absolutely beautiful. Thank you. We appreciate that phone call. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If we can help you, give us a call. Now, if you have roses, would be a great idea, or hydrangea, especially the blue. The white, they're tough. They don't need any special protection. Start building a mound of bark mulch, compost, or even soil from your garden about 12 to 18 inches high and just as wide around your roses and around your hydrangea. It really does make a difference. It insulates them during the winter, and it really helps to have them protected during the winter months. That way there's less dieback. And on roses, if we have a winter where you live that's cold, sunny, and very little snow, that's when you have a lot of damage on roses. And that's the type of weather, excuse me, that kills the flower buds on your blue and pink hydrangea. Insulate them with a mound of soil or compost. Use a little bit of wiltproof, and you'll find that it will help a great deal. That will protect them and prevent dehydration on those plants. Now, we had talked earlier about forcing bulbs. If you're going to do tulips in a pot, I will give you a secret. And when you're planting, I will help you to do a plant, or develop a plant that will look better. Look at your tulip bulb. And you're going to notice on one side of the bulb, it's flat. The other side is rounded. When you put the tulips in the pot or in the ground to grow in your garden, I want you to put the flat part of the tulip up against the side of the hole or up against the side of the plastic pot. The reason is the flat side of the bulb is where your first leaf will develop. So the leaf will come up through the bulb, go out, and bend away from the center of the hole, and it will make the clump of tulips that you planted actually look bigger in size. If the flat part of the bulb faces on the inside of the hole, the leaves, when they emerge out of the bulb in the spring, will grow towards the center, and your clump will not look as showy. So always put the flat side up against the hole, the wall of the holes, or up against the wall of the pot. Now, when you're planting outside, a general rule for all of your bulbs is this. You cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. A crocus, for example, is about an inch in height. So that means you need to have 2 inches of soil on top of it. A tulip is about 2 inches in height. So that means you need 4 inches of soil on top of the bulb. A daffodil is 3 inches in height. So you would need 6 inches of soil on top of the bulb. So you need to dig a hole 9 or 10 inches deep if you're planting daffodils. A little bit of bulb tone fertilizer or compost in the hole. Set your bulbs in and then cover it with soil. Now, when you plant daffodils, space the bulbs so there are 3 inches of space between the individual bulbs. Tulips, you should have 2 inches of space between the bulbs. If you can do 3, that's even better. On your daffodils, if you can give them 4 inches between the bulbs, that's even better. Give them some room to grow. That way they can expand and become larger in the years to come in your garden. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAces 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAces 3000 Air Purifier purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Listen, I have to tell you about an email that I got from a listener. His name is Bill Garnett, and he told me he was in Killarney last year, May 21st, and he visited Muck Ross Gardens in Killarney, and that's one of the gardens that we're going to be visiting in May. And he said that the rhododendrons are 10 to 12 feet tall and easily 15 to 20 feet in diameter. They were in full bloom the week of May 21st, and they glowed. And they looked like nothing that he's ever seen in New England. So if you're thinking of joining us, this garden is just incredible, full of rhododendrons. And I think it's a trip that you will really, really enjoy. So check out the trip on the website, paulparent.com, and there's all kinds of information about it. We'd love to have you join us. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lorraine from Augusta, Maine, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Lorraine, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call, and I want to tell you how much I enjoy your program as well as your newsletter.
Now,
you're more than welcome. I have two questions on my hydrangea bush. Should I be cutting it back now way down to the ground?
What color is it?
It's that white with a little bit of pink.
White with a little bit of pink. Is it a rounded one or kind of a conical shape?
Conical
shape. Okay. That is the hydrangea that blooms in the late summer and into the fall called PG hydrangea, which is short for Paniculata grandiflora. And that is a plant that you can control the height by pruning, but not all the way to the ground. If you want to cut it at like 3 feet, that's not a problem. But to try and cut it back to the ground in time, it's going to pull so much energy from the plant that the blossoming will get less and less. I have one in my backyard. I'm keeping it at 6 foot. And yesterday I cut all the flowers out. I pruned it back because 2 years ago we had an ice storm here about a week before Christmas. And I'm sure living in Augusta, you had the same thing. I did not remove the flowers. The flowers filled with ice, the branches bent, and my plant broke in half. So cut it back to 3 feet, but I wouldn't go any further than that. What was your second question?
Well, how about if it's a round hydrangea? Should you treat it the same way?
And that is a white one also?
Mm-hmm.
The white hydrangea, that one is called Annabelle. And that will bloom in late May through June and early July. And I have one of those also because it will tolerate shade. And I like the time of the year that it blooms, plus the shade situation. And mine right now, I've cut those back to 2 feet. And they will make a lot of new growth coming out of the base of the plant next spring. And the sticks that remain will make flowers on them. So your ball-shaped hydrangea, 2 feet, not less than that. Your cone shape, which is the PG, and fall blooming, no shorter than 3 feet. If you can do that, they will do very, very well for you. Okay? The blue hydrangea, you never prune until the spring, but the white can be pruned in the fall of the year. And I have cut all of mine back. The ball, 2 feet. The conical, 3 or 4 feet. And it just depends on the height. The one that's in the shape of a cone, the PG hydrangea, if you do not prune it, will get as high as 8 to 10 feet tall and almost becomes a small tree. It can make a stem 6 inches in diameter. So prune to control the height and the size of the plant that you want in your garden or yard.